This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Maldives President Mohamed Muizu arrived in New Delhi today on a five-day state visit at the invitation of President Draupadi Murmu. This is his first visit to India since assuming office. During the visit, he is scheduled to hold high-level meetings with President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior officials of the Indian government. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar will call on the visiting dignitary later in the evening. He will be accorded a ceremonial reception at the Rashtrapati Bhavan scheduled for Monday. Muizu will visit Rajghat and pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi before holding bilateral discussions with PM Modi at the Hyderabad House. Later on Monday, he is scheduled to meet Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar and President Draupadi Murmu. Accompanied by First Lady Sajida Mohammed and a high-level delegation, the Maldives President will be visiting Agra on Tuesday. He'll also be visiting Mumbai and Bengaluru for business engagements. Preparations are in full swing in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana for counting of votes on Tuesday for the assembly elections. Robust security arrangements are being put in place at all counting centres across Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir for a smooth conduct of counting. In Haryana, a voter turnout of around 67% has been recorded in the assembly polls. Single-phase polling for all 90 constituencies in the state was held yesterday. After peaceful conclusion of the voting process, now electronic voting machines have been kept under a three-layer security in strong rooms at different districts. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting took place in three phases on the 18th and 25th of September and the 1st of this month. The overall voter turnout across all three phases was recorded at 63.88%. To ensure a hassle-free experience on the counting day, essential infrastructure and safety measures have been put in place. The assembly election was significant for the Union Territory as it was the first since the abrogation of Article 370. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today stated that Quad defies all conventional modes of institutionalized cooperation and it has been very innovative because of this. In a conversation at the third quarterly economic conference in New Delhi, the minister pointed out that it is advantageous that Quad is not a treaty-based organization. He said Quad is one of the key mechanisms in the Indo-Pacific. The External Affairs Minister stressed that it is important that India is connected to all major players and is seen as a country with a great sense of responsibility to global polity. He emphasized that in today's day and age, the countries who can make a difference should try and do it. On problems being faced by the world now, Dr. S. Jayashankar said, it is apparent that levels of globalization have reached a point where it is difficult to contain any serious issue in a region. The quarterly economic conference brings together around 150 national and international academicians and policymakers to discuss some of the most important issues confronting the Indian economy and economies of the global south. The Indian Air Force, IAF, conducted a mega air show on the Marina Beach in Chennai today. The scintillating air show is being held as part of the 92nd anniversary of the IAF observed on the 8th of October. Fighter jets including Tejas, Mirage, Sukhoi 30 and Jaguar aircraft participated in the thrilling air show. The Surikiran aerobatic team and Sarang helicopter display team showcased the operational capabilities during the show. Later talking to Akashvani News, one of the spectators described watching the air show as a wonderful experience. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup in Dubai, Indian women were 55 for 1 after 11 overs against Pakistan, chasing a victory target of 106 runs. Earlier deciding to bat first, Pakistan women scored 105 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs. For Pakistan, Nida Dar was the highest scorer with 28 runs. For India, Arundhati Reddy picked up 3 wickets, Shreyanka Patil 2, while Renuka Thakur Singh, Deepti Sharma and Asha Shobhna took 1 wicket each. In cricket, India's men's team will take on Bangladesh in the first T20 international of the three-match series at the Madhav Rao Sindhia New Cricket Stadium in Gwalior this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. IST. Earlier in a two-match test series against Bangladesh, India achieved a convincing whitewash, securing their 18th consecutive home series victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.